Putting all of this into practice requires good planning. Consider the early example where a wad of papers is just dumped on a desk and the person asked to add the numbers up. To successfully delegate in a way that motivates and develops your staff needs time. You should therefore take time to plan the delegation. This is where you plan for the delegation meeting. You would never go to a meeting with your boss or client without preparing first and having an agenda. So why would you do this with a member of your staff? Block time out in your diary to do this and think through what you're going to say before the meeting. Make an appointment with the other person to hold the delegation meeting after checking they're available to do the work. Next, hold the meeting, remembering to delegate the work in overview first, selling the benefits to get buy-in, and then go into more detail as necessary. Finally, schedule any follow-up meetings, a date for the final review, and a date for the feedback. By putting these events into your diary means you can get on with other work without the need to micromanage the other person. Generally, people don't like the manager hovering over their shoulder, and you should trust them to get on with the work as agreed.